This is Kol Israel, the voice of Israel, broadcasting from Jerusalem. In the headlines this morning, Prime Minister Netanyahu cancels participation in next week's nuclear security summit in Washington, sending Minister Mary Dorr instead. The gag order is lifted in the Anatcom spy case. Police arrest another suspect in the Holy Land real estate affair. The U.S. severely criticizes the Palestinian Authority for planning to name a street after a master terrorist. Israel complains to the U.N. And the weather outlook, no change. Good morning, Bokel Tov. It is 6:30 a.m. in Israel, 3:30 hours UTC on this Friday, April the 9th. The 25th of the Hebrew month of Nisan. This is Idel Ross with the news. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled his participation in next week's U.S.-sponsored nuclear security summit in Washington. A senior Israeli government official said that he made the decision after learning that Egypt and Turkey intended to raise the issue of Israel's presumed nuclear arsenal at the conference. The official is quoted as saying that the prime minister has decided to cancel his trip to Washington after learning that some countries plan to say Israel must sign the non-proliferation treaty. The prime minister is sending deputy prime minister Dan Meridor in his place. Meridor is responsible for the portfolio on intelligence and atomic energy. Mike Hammer, White House National Security Council spokesman, said they welcome Mary Dorr's participation. Israel is a close ally, and the U.S. looks forward to continuing to work closely on issues related to nuclear security. He said the summit will focus on addressing the security of nuclear materials and gear toward having participants take practical measures to ensure that terrorists cannot get access to those materials. In New Orleans, Liz Cheney, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, told a conference of the Southern Republican leadership that U.S. President Obama had treated Prime Minister Netanyahu shabbily and it was disgraceful. She said that Israel is the strongest ally to the U.S. in the Middle East and one of its strongest allies anywhere around the globe. Cheney criticized President Obama for what she called playing a reckless game of continuing down the path of diminishing America's ties to Israel. And now dramatic developments in the serious case of espionage in Israel. Israeli authorities have now lifted the gag order in the Anatcom espionage case. She is accused of copying some 2,000 classified military documents while serving in the office of the head of IDF Central Command and passing some 700 top-secret files to Haaretz journalist Uri Blau, who is currently in hiding in London. The documents dealt with, among other things, military operations and troop deployments during emergency situations. Blau's articles addressed allegations of IDF-targeted killings at a time when Israel's Supreme Court had tightened restrictions on use of such a policy. The articles, published in 2008, had been approved by the military censor before publication. Yuval Diskin, head of the Shin Bet, has warned that the stolen material endangers the lives of IDF soldiers if it falls into the wrong hands. The attorney for Anatcom, the 23-year-old former soldier and now internet journalist, suspected of severe espionage offenses, says the indictment against his client endangers Israeli democracy. Attorney Eitan Lehman told a news conference yesterday that at no stage was any damage caused to the state of Israel's security. He said there was certainly no intention to cause such damage. He also noted that the charges against his client had been truly grave. Law enforcement officials and the courts would not have allowed Kham to stay under house arrest and continue working from home. He stressed that his client was not arrested at any point. Following publication of the articles, an investigation was launched into the leak. Blau, who is currently in London, reached an understanding with the Shin Bet to hand over the documents and his laptop in exchange for assurances he would not face criminal proceedings and would not reveal his source. A short time later, the Shin Bet identified Kham as the source. She was placed under house arrest in December and indicted in January. due to a discrepancy between the number of documents Blau returned and the number Com said she had given. Security officials suspect Blau is still in possession of classified documents. Despite the blanket gag order in Israel, the case was covered by media abroad. Raz Naziri, a senior aide to the Attorney General, maintained that the publication ban was necessary to prevent obstruction of the investigation and to try to return the military documents. In a letter sent to the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, he noted that the order was imposed with the general knowledge of the former Attorney General Manny Mazuz, and that he also approved the arrangement for Blau to return the documents. Another arrest in the so-called Holy Land real estate corruption affair. Police have detained businessman Avigdor Kellner on suspicion of bribery, mediating bribes, obstruction of justice, and money laundering. A remand hearing was held at the Rishon LeZion Magistrates Court. In the alleged scam, key decision makers in the Jerusalem municipality are suspected of accepting bribes in exchange for approving the Holy Land real estate project in southwest Jerusalem. Among the suspects detained earlier this week in connection with the affair is attorney Uri Messer, a confidant of former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who is currently abroad. In the wake of the affair, heads of an umbrella organization of environmental and social action groups have appealed to the government to stop the streamlining in the Knesset of building and planning reforms. They said the scandal should serve as a red flag to politicians who plan to support the reform. Nomi Tzur, Jerusalem deputy mayor and the city councilor in charge of planning and the environment, warns that those building reforms being initiated by the prime minister may encourage more violation of building codes. She spoke to reporter Jackie Beecham.
And I would connect this up with something that is very actual as we speak. There is a reform for the planning process being undertaken and led by the prime minister at this moment. And the Knesset is already debating it. It's been through its first reading. If the reform goes through as it is, it will make Holy Lands easier to do and not harder to do. It will provide more loopholes and less checks and balances for the planning process. So one of the things I'm trying to do, and environmentalists always do this, and now I'm, of course, a public city official, and I feel the responsibility weighing very heavily. We have to ensure that the planning reform that goes through is one that puts us in a better position, both as public officials and as far as the general public involvement is concerned, to deal with inappropriate development if and when it occurs. And not all development is inappropriate. Some things are very good.
The planning reform really is being done because people complain that the bureaucratic waiting for permits and so forth, it takes so long that it's almost...
You must divide the planning reform into two. The chapter that deals with shortening the process for licensing, if you want to close a balcony or put a lift in your house, those are things that should be... That's technical, that's bureaucratic. But when you're talking about massive developments like an airport or...
The Holy Land.
Or a Holy Land, or... The Safdie plan in the Jerusalem Hills, according to the new planning reform, could be declared a national project and taken beyond the grasp of the public to object.
You, as a municipal representative, how do you think this will shake up the municipality of Jerusalem and other municipalities if all the facts come out and indeed it does look bad?
I would certainly hope that elected officials... such as myself and all my colleagues, do not need something like this to happen to realize the burden of responsibility that weighs on their shoulders. And we're only at the beginning. You don't know how things are going to develop, and you never know how things are going to turn out. The legal process has to take its course, but I think we all have to take greater responsibility, and I think we have to find ways of getting the public more intelligently involved in the process from the beginning in our municipality, and we didn't need this to happen in order to do it. I've established a special urban planning committee where the public are invited to take part in the process to express their feelings and their understandings about the large projects that are going on in the city.
But we hope that people will, because, as you said,
well,
in the first
Well, they're beginning to. Hundreds of people come from all sectors of the population. And I hope that that saying this will bring more people to come to our committees, because people are so used to everything being under wraps and everything being kept secret that they don't even realize now in Jerusalem there is every possibility for public participation. And I don't want people to have to go and see a Holy Land being built before they realize it's been being planned under their noses for the last decade.
Jerusalem Deputy Mayor Naomi Tsur. The U.S. has severely criticized the decision by the Palestinian Authority to name a Ramallah street after megaterrorist Yahya Ayash, who was also known as the engineer. U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said that honoring terrorists who murdered innocent citizens hurts the peace efforts. Israel has also filed a complaint with the United Nations. In its complaint, Israel seeks a harsh condemnation of the Palestinian Authority's intention. However, Palestinian officials have dismissed the reports and said there were no plans to name a street after Ayash. Commemorating, and not for the first time, an arch terrorist is an act against the spirit of the peace process and against Israel, UN envoy Gabriela Shalev wrote in her complaint letter. Given that the roadmap for peace explicitly states that all official Palestinian institutions and incitement against Israel, what message does the Palestinian Authority send by honoring terrorists? And the weather outlook, no change. Temperatures forecast for today, Jerusalem 17, Tel Aviv 21, Haifa 22, Beersheba 23, and in Eilat going up to 28 degrees Celsius. Once again, a look at the news headlines this morning. Prime Minister Netanyahu cancels his participation in next week's nuclear security summit in Washington, sending Minister Mary Dorr instead. The gag order is lifted in the Anatcom spy case. Police arrest another suspect in the Holy Land real estate affair. The U.S. severely criticizes the Palestinian Authority for planning to name a street after a master terrorist. Israel complains to the United Nations. And the weather outlook, no change. That's the news. This is Idel Ross wishing you good morning and Shabbat Shalom from Jerusalem.